From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Billed as the world's largest agricultural equipment show, the World Ag Expo opened a three-day run in Tulare, California earlier this month. More than 100,000 visitors from 65 countries explored displays of equipment, technology, and services for farms and ranches. Opening the show, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall described agriculture as the most exciting and important business in the world. Domex Superfresh Growers is reporting good movement in the Northwest pear crop with ample supplies to ship well into summer. The Yakima-based company tells thepacker.com supplies of green anjos will be shipping into the new crop season and bosques into April, supporting spring promotions. Domex adds there are also opportunities for markets that perform well on lower grade pears. Pear sizing is medium to large, but there are still promotional opportunities for bulk and bagged fruit. A federal jury has ruled in favor of a Missouri peach farm in its dicamba lawsuit against Bayer and BASF. The jury awarded Bayer Farms $265 million in damages. $15 million of that is in the form of compensatory damages for what the jury ruled was the actual amount of damage caused to their peach trees. The $250 million remainder was in the form of punitive damages. Bayer and BASF, both defendants, market dicamba formulations labeled for dicamba-tolerant soybeans. Bayer markets Extendamax with Vapor Grip technology, while BASF markets Engenia. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.